And just want you to know how much I appreciate everybody here, and I love you dearly. I appreciate it. I got a bunch of announcements, some things I need to talk about before we get into the Word, and we'll just see what happens. But let me make a few announcements to this house and those that are listening tonight on the different platforms that we release this on. But first of all, I love you. I told you that already. I feel like I got to tell you like four or five times. That's how much I do. And I appreciate everybody. I appreciate your effort being out on a Wednesday night. By the way, we do have some more canned goods in the back and got some eggs back there. Amen. Farm fresh from the Faircloth Farm. Amen. And they're free, too. Imagine that. But make yourself available to that. Just on the first announcement, Brother Mike, this Saturday's got an outreach at the, is it a fair or it's a festival? Where is that at? Carnesville Festival. So you know it's going to be jam-packed. It's going to be jam-packed. A lot of people go to that festival. And that's this Saturday. He's going to be passing out Bibles. So if you're available and you want to pass out Bibles, is it going to be inside the fair at out front? Outside. So parking lot of courthouse, so you don't have to pay to get in. You can just hang out and go give out Bibles. So I wanted y'all to know that. And you're starting at what time? 9 o'clock. So 9 o'clock this Saturday, courthouse in Carnesville, right in front of the festival area. And be there, amen? If you can get there. If you can't, do pray for them that they can get them Bibles in the right hands. Amen. A few other announcements that I need to make. First of all, I want to tell you that we now possess this property over here. Amen. God is good. So we closed on it Tuesday. And as you notice, I took down the middle wall partition, you know, what Jesus did for us. But I took down this one fencing right here. So now we have access to go back and forth. And I told my children, I said, you know, whenever a king subdues another kingdom, I said, the first thing he does is puts a flag up. Well, I don't have a flag, so I put the banner over on that side. So when people drive by, they know that we've got the property. Amen. So that property is ours in Jesus' name. It's all his, but the Lord's opened the door and made a way for us. And so we just are looking forward to occupying that building and getting our daycare and our school of ministry set up and our Christian academy and just all the great things that we have planned. And so maybe Sunday we'll run around the property over there tomorrow, Sunday after church or something. We'll do something. Amen. And we definitely need to take some oil and pray over it and bless it as well. But I find it really interesting because it was a building for construction material. And that's exactly the heart of this church, is to construct people, to reconstruct, to help rebuild and restore people. And so all those things to me are just prophetic. And in fact, at the closing, I told Mr. Hart, I said, I don't know if you know this or you didn't even know what you were doing, but all of the plug-ins are at the exact height that it has to be for the daycare. Most people put them down like here. You know, you have to have plug-ins, but this is high enough. So he was like, really? I don't think he was thinking about a daycare when he built the place. So it's a real big opportunity, and we're just so grateful for that and what the Lord has done. And I think the total is like 10,000 square feet, I think, is the total all the way down to the end. And I'm going to talk more about that in just a few minutes. So thank you guys for your prayers and your support. And God is good. And we'll just see what he does with everything. And I will be going hopefully soon, definitely before the end of the year. I'll be going to see the Finello people to acquire this other piece that's there. And I'm just believing they're going to give it to us, amen, for end of the year tax write-off. And we'll claim that for Jesus and, you know, get ready for the future. Again, you know, you have to work while it's yet light. You cannot crawl in a hole somewhere, get in a fetal position, start sucking your thumb and letting the world pass by. That's not what the kingdom is about. The kingdom is about going to the front line no matter what's coming at you. We don't hide. We don't hide. The armor doesn't have anything for the back. The armor is all for the front. That means you're going to be taking the hits. Amen. And so we're looking forward to all that God is going to do. I know I have some other things along that line, but I need to talk to you guys a little bit about this hurricane. And first of all, it's allegedly would be in this area by September 11th. That's Monday. That is this coming Monday. Jennifer and I looked at the track recently, and having lived in Florida, she lived in Tampa, I lived in Miami, we've seen so many of these cones. We're just not buying what they're saying on that. So, you know, we could see it actually come into the Gulf and maybe come up to Pensacola and then come up here. Or it could just, you know, go up the coast and then come right into South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia area. Having said that, I want to just encourage you to get yourself prepared, okay? Don't get caught in the lines. I've been preaching that. Is it okay if I do this? Because y'all look tense. I'm just going to relax. But I've been teaching this and preaching this and hollering this for the longest time. You don't want to get caught up in the line. If you've never been in a disaster, I'm not talking about Black Friday. That's bad enough. I don't go to Black Friday. I go to White Monday or Pink Tuesday or something. I go online. But if you've ever been in a disaster, it's a disaster, and that's what it's called. And you don't want to get caught up in the line. In fact, I'm going to be hitting all over today, but Cindy texted me and told me that there was a fist fight at the Dollar General here in Livonia over water. That people are getting the message of the possibility of this thing coming up into this area, and people are already getting a little crazy, okay? And that thing's all the way down to Puerto Rico. Okay. The other thing is a report came to me that two gas stations in Tocoa are out of gas. That's probably related to Harvey. But the point is this. You don't want to get caught in the line. So do what you can do. Get you some fuel, put aside, 5 gallons, 10 gallons, something that will get you to the hospital. It'll get you to a grocery store. You know your car. You know your mileage. And you say, why am I giving this prep talk or, you know, cheerleading talk now, because I'm not going to see you till Sunday. Now, you know me, I'll call every one of y'all, and if I know something or hear something, but, you know, we're not going to see each other till Sunday, and that thing will be at somebody's doorstep in this area by then, if their cones are accurate and their predictions are accurate. So you need to be wise. Make sure you have enough food, enough milk, and those type of things. If you're on medication, be practical. Okay? And I'm speaking to people that are listening to me right now in various places in South Florida and wherever. You know, you just need to use wisdom, because the government can't help you. Churches can't help you when it's all coming down on you. And then when it's time to help you, they can only do the best they can do. They're human. And so you can't depend on a system. You have to depend on God, and you have to use wisdom. You got to be like the ant who prepares. I told you this before. I've never seen an ant taking a break smoking a cigarette underneath a leaf. Think about it. I mean, I never seen one crossing his legs, hanging out. You know, they're all working. They're doing something. And so we need to do the same. So I want to encourage everybody in here, if you have a generator, make sure it works. Make sure it has fuel in it. If you can afford a generator, and you very rarely hear me tell you to slide the card, but if you got to slide the card and get it and have it. This, you should have had something like that already, but if you can't get it or whatever, forget about Christmas for a minute. I'm talking practical to everybody. Forget about Christmas for a minute and do what you need to do, because if this storm comes up into this region, the power will be out. Based on what this storm is doing, this storm is causing the earthquake detectors to go off. That's how strong this thing is. And, you know, it is a season of judgment that we're in. And, you know, it rains on the just and the unjust. And to say, well, God's going to take care of me. Well, he'll take care of you. But at the same time, you got to do some practical things. Okay. So please, you know, if you can get your hands on one, great. If you can't, hey, again, we live by faith, and we just trust the Lord. So I wanted to encourage the church to do that. Get prepared, do what you possibly can, and use wisdom, and ask the Holy Spirit to tell you what to do, because what works for me may not work for you. My family's different than yours. Aren't you glad you don't feed five? If you're by yourself or you have just a couple, you know what you need. I would recommend to go shopping, if you haven't already, which I've already done it 2 weeks ago, but you need to go shopping and get some last-minute supplies, okay? I did it 2 weeks ago, and I did it last week, and I'll probably do it here in the next day. Go get some extra things. You say, well, I got enough. Well, get a little extra for your neighbor because somebody's going to come over and need help if this thing reaches this area, okay? And that's the first thing. I want this house to be prepared. We have things here set aside for you as a church, but you got to remember, you may not be able to get here. You don't know how bad this is, and they may put in martial law. They did it in the Virgin Islands. They took guns and ammo. Okay? It can't happen. Yes, it can happen in Katrina, and I guarantee you in parts of Houston, whenever the federal shows up, they take control. And so you just don't want to be in that position, okay? So think ahead of the storm. And this is what we've been preaching for so long. I don't want to see any of us have any unnecessary stress, unnecessary panic, unnecessary injury. We shouldn't have it in this house because we've been telling you long enough to get your stuff together, okay? So everybody feel good about where you are with everything? All right, that's good. And don't forget, we do have things here. Again, it's just how can we, get you here and what have you. So if I have any updates or anything, or I see this thing is definitely coming to this region, I'll be calling or texting, or a bunch of us will get together. We'll figure something out, okay, on game plans if disaster is in this area. Now, that leads me into what we're looking at. Again, we got the building over there, so real excited about that. Right now, as it stands, that this church is on a list for Feed the Hungry to be a distribution center. Should we have a crisis that's within reach of this church? Okay, perfect timing because we got about 6,000 square feet of dry storage right back here. And so I'm waiting to find out. They're storing food right now in Tampa Bay and other places. So we're going to see what takes place. And if we have that happen in the region, let's say further south, we will be a distribution center, and that means you guys are all working. Volunteer for the Lord, amen, to help out our brothers and sisters in this area. If it stays more south of us, then we will be involved somehow, vicariously, like we did in Texas. We will be involved. We will help every way we possibly can. But I wanted you to know that, so we're kind of on alert. Is that all right? And if you can do this, bend a little bit and put something on a truck or whatever, you're qualified. Amen. And so these are very important days that we're in, and I'm grateful that God gave us all this to do that, and that's what it's for, because that's the vision of this building. Another part of it is to have that warehouse completely cemented, the floor, everything I need, a cold storage, and that'll be a place that when disaster happens, we can be right there. Amen. So I got more of that vision. I'll share another day. So we're on that list. And if it happens to be, in our region, our area or whatever, we're going to get involved. So I'm really excited about that. Amen. And that's an honor. And we're going to be helping a church out in Texas, the one we just helped out. We're going to help them out again with another gift. And then I think Chris is going to do some more maybe on his own through his town there, because I believe we're going to be really busy with Irma, this new hurricane. I think we're going to be really – if it goes through South Florida, it's going to be devastating. Anywhere it goes, it's going to be devastating. So we got our work cut out for us. And so these are some of the things I need to talk to you about and share. I got to tell you a real quick testimony. I really like to give you the mic, but you won't be done until 8:30. So, but you need to hear the total. We'll have to make time for that because, this is what I want the body of Christ to hear about the judgments of God in the end times. They're all about salvation. They're not about a church getting a name, YouTube subscribers, people calling you for interviews or anything like that. It is about souls, flat out. That is all. Because all this goes away. When we go away, this goes away. It isn't going to matter. It really isn't going to matter. You're not taking anything with you. You're not getting any glory. God gets all the glory. But Cindy was sharing with me today that while she's at her job, and I asked her if I could just share just a few seconds of this, but she was at her job today. Everybody started freaking out about what's going on with the hurricane, and some weather alert says, you know, power could be out here and trees are down. Maybe some of y'all saw that alert, and it caused a lot of panic. Now, remember, these are the times when you can reach people the most. And so she works in the basement, and everybody else, she called it the prison or dungeon, and everybody works up top. And I'm not going to give it all because I wanted her, I'm going to give her a chance to share it. But they basically, the boss got together and had her speak to everybody about what was going on. And, you know, Cindy's shy. So the first thing she said, you got to get saved. I told her in the text, I said, once you tell them everything, scream real loud and say, you're all going to die. And that would have been a good punchline. But she didn't do that. But she did. She made sure they were saved. That was the first thing. And then she talked about preparations. And the wild thing about it was that as soon as you got done doing that, somebody went out to town and found out about the fist fight at Dollar General and came back in with a report saying, man, they're getting crazy out there. You know, I said that and just to let you know, use this opportunity. This is what it's all about. It's to bring glory to God. It's to bring people to Christ. It's an opportunity for salvation. And, you know, the last administration used to say, don't let a good crisis go to waste. Well, I'd like to borrow that and say, hey, don't let this go to waste for the kingdom. It's an opportunity. You got people's attention. And this is the whole office, the whole office. And so I'm just thrilled about that. So when people ask you what's going on, don't hold back. Tell them it's judgment. God is dealing with the nations. All these storms you're seeing are starting to become record-breaking and just off the charts, and people are losing words to say about what these storms are. Well, that's because God is undescribable, because there's things that he does that we just can't put words to it. And so, you know, again, this is the consequence of our sin. It's not that God is bad and evil. He's none of those things. But this is a consequence of our sin that we're seeing these things take place. So I just had to share a little bit of that because that's a great testimony. And I want to encourage you, again, to witness your faith during this hour. Amen and amen. Anything else I was supposed to mention? Oh, yes, the class, preparation class is coming up. We're going to work that out. I think it's the 22nd. Is that right? And somebody's already heard us speak about it online, and they're already saying, we want to know about it. But what we're going to do first is in-house, get together, learn some stuff, and then we'll try to release that to the public in a perfected form. You know, we're just going to try it out. Did I get a pretty good hand? So who's going to be here for that? Pretty much for everybody. John's going to be here. That's good. John will be here. So it'll be me, John. Yeah, be a lot of, Clay said, I'll be here. So we'll have a good house. It'll be a good opportunity. Amen and amen. Well, I had to share all that with you. Do pray for some that are coming up this way. Pray for my family. My mother is in Dade County. She's in Hialeah, South Florida. And my father's in Central Florida. And my brothers are near Lake Okeechobee area. So we have family that's in that area. Also was contacted by Amy and Jim. They have family not far from the coast. Ken Roberts is in basically Central Florida. And I think he's probably on an airplane by now. He's probably out of there waiting to hear. He might be up with us for a couple of days. Trying to think of anybody else whose family... Christina, you have family in Florida. Anybody else have family in Florida? Just so I can see hands, Elder, you got family in Florida. Clay's got family in Florida. Is that Tampa area? Pastor Jennifer has an aunt and some other relatives in Tampa, Florida. So a lot of us have friends and family in that area, and we really need to pray for them, okay? And we'll do that tonight before we get out of here. Because, you know, we want them to be protected, and some are stranded right now. Some couldn't even get out, and that's why I'm hoping Ken got out of there. And I heard that they're delaying the evacuation for parts of Miami Beach, which, you know, that's their deal. But, man, that's going to be a nightmare to get out of there. But anyways, we just need to pray about all those things and all the people. And we have a lot of listeners and people that are part of this ministry that are in Florida. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Northwest. Okay. Okay. If you couldn't hear that, it's the Northwest fires. See, a lot of people don't even know about what's going on, that half of the nation is on fire, basically. So we need to pray for them as well. Also, just to add a little more concern to our prayers, there are two nuclear facilities in the path of this hurricane. You know, so just to add that to the thoughts and to the urgency of prayer, that's what's going on around us. So, yeah, the Northwest, Cindy's the one that brought it to my attention, and then finally somebody out there got some word out, and we're starting to see a little news on it, but most people didn't even know the Northwest out there or whatever, that region is just on fire. You know, again, these are all signs of the hour that we're living in. And don't let nobody fool you. And I know you don't, but don't let nobody fool you that everything's fine. It's definitely not fine. All right. Is that good? Every heart pretty clear on that? I know I took up a lot of time. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay. Charleston's being required to evacuate. Okay. Is he on the bridge side? Is he near the water? Okay. They want everybody out of there just in case. Yeah. See, even Charleston, I mean, again, we don't know the total path, but people are using wisdom to get out. And I agree. I agree. You know, listen, let me explain something to you. When you're up in these areas, and I'm not a hurricane expert, I just lived through them most of my adult life. My wife has as well, and if anybody's lived in Florida, you know what I'm talking about. These things can go very far inland. If you remember Hugo went over 400-something miles from the coast into Charlotte, North Carolina, did major damage because it followed a river. All it needs, all that eye needs is a little agua, a little bit of water. That's what made Andrew so terrible in Florida, because he went over Homestead and the Everglades and just lapped up that water and stayed active, just like Harvey did. And so we get up in certain regions and we think, you know, we're going to be fine, and the possibilities of strong winds coming is very real, and the fact that flooding can take place is very real as well. And so just keep that in mind, okay? If it happens to you know, coming this way, again, the projections are kind of saying so, but we'll see what the deal is, okay? Amen. God bless you. Amen. All right, well, I'm going to get into a little bit of the teaching, not much, because I just really feel like we need to pray after all this information has been released, you know, because this is really serious, okay? This is not just a thunderstorm. This is, a lot of people are going to lose their lives if they don't get out of its way. I don't know if some of y'all went on my Facebook page or you looked on the internet and you saw what happened in St. Martin. It's just a small island in a chain of islands, but the power of the veracity of that wind constantly, you know, hitting that little island. In fact, one place I read where they had like four of their strongest buildings, even those buildings didn't stand under the weight of this hurricane. And, you know, this is just a serious hour that we're in, and it's here. It's here. These things are here, and it's real. And I do want you to pray for Cuba. I want you to pray for Cuba. I sent out a couple emails, and, you know, got one back that they're fully aware of what's taking place. But pray for that nation, that island, because they can't, those that went with us on the trip, you know, they can't handle that. Their structures are not designed that way. Some of your mobile homes are better than what they live in, and you'd stand a better chance, you know, rolling around in a mobile home, you know, through bad winds. And so we want to pray for the church down there. And that's another thing, you know, should they receive any type of damage, you know, we're going to be a part of helping them. Whether we send funds down there or somehow get boots on the ground, we're going to do what we can do. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. The end time army and the end time revival is not all of us sitting in chairs, hooping and hollering, falling out and enjoying the glory. That'll be a portion of it. But that'll be for you to be energized, restored, or renewed to go right back out there to hell. Right back out there to the mess, because they're gonna need it. Man, the whole concept, and I've preached this for a long time, the whole paradigm shift is coming of the church. It's going to be turned upside down. All these fancy ones on the top who wouldn't dirty their fingernail for a naked, destitute, homeless person, it's going to be flipped upside down. And you're going to see some of the greatest street preachers and greatest homeless and jail ministers and people who just love people. You're going to see them rise, not to the top of TBN or some type of plastic banana media, but they're going to be real warriors for Christ. The spirit of Elijah will be on the end time church. And that spirit doesn't beg. It doesn't borrow. It is bold. It is powerful. It is aggressive. And it's all fueled with love. Amen. No hidden agendas, just love. We love people. And you and I were born for this day. We're all together. Everyone's here together by destiny because we were born for this day. Like Queen Esther. She was what? She was brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. This is where we are. I feel like I'm at the pregame of the Super Bowl. I mean, that's what I really feel in my spirit. And I don't want none of this. I'm just going to go this way. Can I do that all right? Because I'm really prophesying to you. I don't want any of this to take place in this nation. I don't want anybody to be harmed. I don't want any of these things to take place. But the consequences of sin has to be measured out. And God has had enough. The cup of his fury has been made full. The cup of our iniquity has been made full. And so there has to be that collision with him. There has to be that intersection, because the church, as I've said, has not gotten the message out. We have done a poor job telling the greatest story that there's ever been. We have done a poor job. And we've told everybody that if you'll be like me and do what I tell you to do, you can be rich and happy. And we have sold people a lie. And so the greatest days of the church are coming. And these are going to be people that are going to be elevated to positions of authority that will not take glory for themselves. These will be as the book of Acts. This will be as the first church. These will be people who have all things common together. There'll be no competition among one another. There'll be no envy among one another. There'll be no infighting among one another, because it'll be just complete unity. Because Christ will be the center. The cross will be the center. And that will be the message. The message won't be about my ministry and your ministry. The message will not be about my books and their books and my popularity and your popularity. The message will be about Christ and him crucified and him resurrected from the dead and seated on the right hand of the Father. I'm telling you, the greatest days of the church are not behind us. I'm grateful for Azusa Street. I'm grateful for the great and mighty movements of the 40s and the 50s. I'm grateful for the healing revival and the Jesus People movement and all the faith movements and all the movements you want to call out. I'm thankful for the Spirit of God moving, but it's coming together in one big flood, in one big flood, in one generation, in one hour, in one moment, and that's us. It is us. It is us and our children. Our children will prophesy. They will lay hands on the sick and they will cast out devils. They will raise people from the dead. We will see miracles upon miracles and miracles upon miracles, because no one will be able to answer what's coming but the church. I'm telling you, nobody will be able to answer why. Why is this going on? What is the answer to it? Somebody please give me the answer. And the wisdom of Solomon will be upon the house of God, because we'll not only have the gold, which is provision, but we're going to have the glory and the wisdom, the Sophia of God, the wisdom of God, not of man, but of God. And I'm telling you, we'll have answers. And then you're going to see great authority where we will be able to rebuke things, even the powers of the enemy and storms and what have you. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a powerful day. But that's the day that is coming, the day of the army of the Lord, where the banner over us is not bombs and bullets, but the banner over us is love. There's no greater love than the love that a man has for his friend, that he would lay down his life for him. And we're going to be doing that. And the true church will rise up. And the true church will stand up. And everybody else who's a hireling, and everybody else that's a coward, and everybody else that's effeminate and doesn't want to move and work into things of God, they will scatter. They'll say, I don't want nothing to do with this. But the true church will rise up. And, hey, that's what these things are. That's what this judgment is. It's going to refine us as well. Can you feel this in your spirit tonight? He's refining us. And we're all here together for this reason. Those listening tonight, I love you and I appreciate you. We're all together here for this hour. God is not going to allow judgment and disaster to come without an answer. He's not going to allow these things to come without his answer of love. And the church needs to rise up and answer it. I was contemplating this the other day. I was contemplating, you know, a father in a workshop, and how, you know, the father gets all the stuff and he's working and he's sawing and he's cutting and there's dust everywhere and there's sawdust on the ground. And what does daddy do? Daddy ends up walking away and says, son, clean that up. Anytime I saw my dad do a project, very little did he ever pick it up. I had to pick up the mess. When these things come because of the consequences of man's sin, we're going to have to go help clean it up. And we clean it up not in judgmental attitude. We come with love, and we say that Jesus is the answer. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life. Amen. So I'm excited about these days. I don't want these days, as I began talking to you as I started out. I don't want none of this, man. I've seen enough death in my life. I've seen enough destruction in my life, and I don't want to see it, but it's here. Okay? So we're going to be on the front lines doing everything we can and be a blessing. Well, we're going to go ahead and pray, if that's okay. Do you want me to give you a scripture? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Is that good? Okay, so there's your scripture for tonight. I'll save this for next Wednesday if I get an opportunity to do that, okay? Let's stand to our feet. You keep me recording, that's fine. So I want to pray for those that are listening tonight. I'm just going to pray, and you just pray in agreement. You just be led by the Holy Spirit, but I'm just going to pray over some of these issues, okay? Just bless the Lord. Father, we love you tonight, and we just come before your throne, just lifting up all these issues, Father God, all these circumstances that are before us as a nation, Father. And you know our heart, God, that we first repent. We ask you to forgive us of our sins. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us of abortions and all the stuff that we allow to take place in our nation, Father God. Forgive us. Forgive us for what we do overseas with military occupation, Father God, and regime changes and all the things that we do, Father God, for selfish reasons, for filthy lucre and for the love of mammon. Father God, help us today. God, I pray for all those that are in the way of this storm tonight, God, in South Florida and Puerto Rico and Cuba, Dominican Republic and all the different places in Haiti and the Bahamas, Father God, and all these regions, the Key West, Father God. I pray, Father, for a hedge of protection around the assets of the kingdom. I pray for a hedge of protection around the people that know you. I pray, Father, for an opportunity for harvest to take place, that the church would rise up in this hour, Lord God, and would bring forth salvation and revival and restoration, redemption, Father God, to those that are lost. I pray that this hour of shaking would take place and that your people would wake up and realize that this is not something normal. This is an hour of judgment, that we're in the last days. We're in the groaning of the earth. We're in the calling of the bride. We're in the moment, Father God, that you said that you would deal with humanity. We're in the time of trouble, Father. And I pray today, God, during this time, that there would be a great light that would shine forth out of the body of Christ, not out of condemnation and judgment. judgment, but out of love and conviction and concern. I pray that we'll become compassionate, Father God, in this hour to our neighbors. We'll be passionate for the kingdom and evangelism, Father God. I pray, Father God, that the church would rise up at this hour, that pastors all around this nation would begin to call prayer and call intercession, Father, and call a solemn assembly. Father God, we pray for all of our brothers and sisters listening tonight, whether they're in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Father God, Alabama, Florida, in foreign countries, Lord God, no matter where they are in harm's way, I pray, Father God, for your grace and your peace to be upon them. I pray for them to prepare. I pray for access, Father God, to supplies, that they'll get all their needs met, Father God. I pray that these log-jammed roads in Florida be opened up so people can find safe passage, Father God. And for those that stay home, God, I pray a hedge of protection around them and angels to surround about, Father God. I bless you, Father, in this hour. You are righteous to do what you allow to be done. You are holy, Father God, and we honor you tonight. Father, we pray for this region. We pray for unity among the churches. We pray that we would respond to the needs of our neighbors and our states around us should they need us, Father God. I pray for favor for Ignited Church, that you would give us access, Father God. I speak, Father God, to this building to be full of emergency needs and supplies, Father God, of food and water, everything that is needed, not just for this storm, but the storms to come. I speak development of the property, Father God. I speak the money for the air conditioning systems that we need. I speak the money, Father God, for the cooling systems, Lord God, and the freezers that we need, for the loading docks, Father God, and for the forklifts. I thank you, Father God. This will be a working, moving, Father. It'll be a working, moving ministry for you, Lord. I thank you for frontline favor. Come on, frontline favor. Frontline favor for this church, oh God. Frontline favor. Let the supplies get to the front line. Father, it don't belong in the back. It belongs in the front. Frontline favor, Father. I thank you for it, Lord Jesus. If the church down the road doesn't want to use them assets, give it to us, oh God. If they don't want to use, Father, what you gave them, give it to us, oh God. We'll put our hands on the plow and we won't look back. We'll put our hands on the plow and we won't look back. I speak favor over this house in Jesus' name. Favor over everybody connected. Favor, favor, favor from God. Even in the midst of the storm, you have favor. Favor, favor from God. Favor with man. Favor from God and favor with man. Oh, Rabba Sende la la Moshandri. E la mama ke lo kokonde le kokole le kokonde re aka. You will have the words to say. You will have the words to say. Open your mouth and he will fill it with good things. Ilamondo sita. Oh, God, I thank you. They're coming from the north, the south, and the east, and the west. They're coming to the city of refuge. They're coming to the city of refuge. And they'll find safety here. They won't be judged. They'll find safety here. We'll not care about their past. And they will be safe here. Yea, Lord. Your word will be the measuring line. Your word will be the measuring line, not the opinions of a man, not the opinions of a denomination. Your word will be the measuring line. Yeah, Jesus. Father, I speak to the weak and the feeble right now that are in the passage of the storm, in the way of the storm. I speak that the strong would stand up and help them. Let us not see pictures like Houston, God, where our elderly, Lord, were trapped in water. Lord, let us not see it in our region, Lord God, but let us be quick. Let us be full of agility and let us be faithful to help the weaker in our area, God. Yes, Lord. Let us learn from the mistakes of others. We open these doors to whoever would need it, Jesus. And we won't shut the doors and lie as others have. This will be a hospital, Father. Whatever you need. This is your property, Jesus. This is your land. Give us wisdom how to administrate it. Teach us how to be kingdom-minded, Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray a hedge of protection over this entire congregation in this house and those listening. I pray the warring minister and guardian angels are surrounded about them and around their family members. I plead the blood of the Lamb over each person, each child. And I declare that you're marked by the Lord for favor. Father, I ask that you'd keep the power on in everybody's house. I pray that you would give us extra fuel mileage to do what we need to do in this hour. Father, we thank you for a hedge of protection over Northeast Georgia. No matter what comes this way, we know it's a region of safety, Father, because your name is named here, and we lift that name up tonight. Father, I love you with all my heart, my spirit, my soul, and my mind, and my body. Help us as a congregation to understand we were born for this day. This is why we are here, to be a lighthouse in the days of stormy weather. Lord Jesus, we love you tonight. We pledge our love to you. We pledge our commitment to the covenant that you made with us on your cross. And we operate in the power of the evidence that was found when you rose from the dead. Holy Spirit, infill everybody tonight. Come on, breathe them in. Just drink them in tonight. Just infill us tonight fresh. Just a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit. I release it right now. I release a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit in this house. Everybody, right now, you receive. You receive from the Lord a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. You're going to talk different. You're going to operate different. There's an end-time mantle coming on the house. There's an end-time mantle coming on the house of God. It's not a mantle to parade. It's a mantle to plow. It's a mantle to work. Come on, receive that. You have to say, I receive that. You have to operate in faith and take that. Lord, I take it tonight. Thank you for the mantle to plow, the mantle to work, to operate. Thank you. Thank you. Because with the mantle, not only power, but provision comes. He doesn't send no person, no man, no woman into labor fields without the tools. Whew. Lord, we love you tonight. I want to thank you tonight for showing up. Father, I pray for everyone on this cross tonight. I pray that what goes on this planet and what's taking place around the world, the fires that are taking place in our country, the threats of war, nuclear annihilation, all these trembling things, would you use them, Father, to wake these up on the cross, for them to be saved, for them to know you as Lord and Savior. We just touch and we agree in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. And amen. Well, I love you all. Just enjoy yourself in the Lord. And I will see you Sunday. If I need to talk to you, I will before then. Bless you.